For a long time now, the feasts of this day have been sort of confused, but it seems like lately they have fixed it in both rites, because today is celebrated the feast of the Queen of Poland, St. Hedwig, but it's also the feast of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, which has been changed to tomorrow. St. Hedwig was born in Bavaria, the daughter of Duke Henry. And when she was 13 years old, she was given in marriage to the king or duke of Silesia, Henry the Bearded. With him, she had three children. And after the third child, it was decided by both of them that they should live in continency, that is, separate from the marriage bed forevermore. And it was both his decision and hers, not just hers. In the meantime, King Henry founded a Cistercian monastery for men and for women at Treibnitz, and it was there eventually that St. Hedwig would retire as a nun after the king was gone, and she decided to give over the kingship to her son. Now, the king gave it to the second son, Conrad, but he died in battle, and then the choice of the queen, which was Henry, took finally place, and he did a lot for the glory of God and for the furtherment of the Catholic religion in the area of Silesia, as it was formerly called, and Poland. And actually, Poland was a later addition to the kingship of Silesia, Silesia being the greater kingdom. And later on, it became known as the Kingdom of Poland. But originally, it was Silesia. And her original title was St. Hedwig, Queen of Silesia. In the meantime, she did a lot for the church, too. Both of them did a lot of penance, and once they decided to live in continency, and that is sort of like in a monastic way, the king got rid of all the silver and gold from the palace, and they would eat on pewter and china and other things that were less expensive. And the money was given to the poor and the widows and orphans, of which there were many at that time. Later on, they also decided that they would sleep on the floor, on the hard, very cold floor. And you must remember that probably about 9 months out of the year is very, very cold in Poland. So it was not an easy thing to sleep on the floor, on a cold floor, with just maybe a blanket. Later on, after the king died, she entered, as I said, the monastery of Leibniz. And it is interesting to remember that she was the aunt of Queen Elizabeth of Hungary. And also, she was related to St. Henry and St. Cunegunda. So, as always, saints travel in packs. Birds of a feather flock together. When she died in 1243, she was already hailed as a saint, and the clamor was so great all over Silesia as well as all of Europe that the Holy Father canonized her in 1267, which was a relatively quick canonization for those days. So today we celebrate this feast of St. Hedwig, and I remember fondly the times when I was in Częstochowa and I was given the privilege to celebrate Mass at her altar over her relics. So we pray for Poland and for all of Eastern Europe that they may not fall into the hands of the Masons and the Communists again, and that they may continue to grow in the Holy Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.